This is an Enterprise Time Security podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with John Petrie, CEO of NTT Security of the Americas.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it. I am in the United States headquarters for NTT Americas in Omaha, Nebraska. I have been the CEO for the Americas since September 10th of 2018. And we are establishing a new team and making changes within the Americas structure moving forward.
NTT is a huge conglomerate of a lot of companies, many of whom are probably not well known to a lot of people. But as we get into 2019, you're making a significant restructure to how the whole group works.
Yes, as was publicly announced in November, NTT is going through a complete restructure of the organization. The primary operational companies that affect the U.S. market are NTT Data, NTT Communications, Dimension Data, and NTT Security. And within that structure, NTT globally is redesignating and consolidating all the non-domestic Japanese businesses into a global operational company of a single brand and single capability. What that means to the Americas client base is that they will have a significant amount of capability that can tap into through a single organizational structure based in the U.S., from security to network operations to staff augmentation to cloud across the spectrum. It makes us a direct competitor to the likes of IBM, Accenture, etc. I think from that perspective, that's a huge benefit. There's another player that the clients can go to.
One of the challenges historically has been that by selling through the multiple different sub-companies, there's always been an issue of who owns the product, what does the product do, and that disconnect you sometimes get when you're selling internally for selling out to customers. How much is this going to simplify that for customers?
Speaking from an Americas only perspective and certainly from a security services perspective, this whole move creates a security center of excellence for NTT globally. In the Americas, that cybersecurity center of excellence will provide all the services and solutions through a single entity. All the expertise, both consulting and managed security services, will be under one umbrella. Our sales teams have a simplified catalog that they'll provide to our clients. Our clients then get the experience of saying, hey, I need this, this, or this from a service offering perspective, and they can match that to their business need. The real issue for us as NTT Security is to provide services that meet the business needs of the client, and that's what we need to get back to.
How much of this is an integration challenge, and not just of how the businesses function, but also with those products having been sold separately by the different business units and now coming into one stable?
It's definitely a challenge. We're doing what I would say is something that's never been successfully done before. The first step from a NTT Security perspective, bring together 10 platforms into a single solution platform that supports all of our client needs. We're just about completing that integration. Second step is the consolidation of our threat intelligence platforms into a single platform and having the ability to move resources from our operational companies that have been doing similar security solutions into a single center of excellence. That's a challenge by itself because now we're moving not only solutions, but revenue and talent into a single center of excellence. At the end of the day, that better serves our customer base, our client base in the Americas, and I would suspect that applies globally as well.
How will this impact the sales cycle? Once you become a center of excellence, there'll be an expectation that your teams will be much more closely involved in making sales to customers in order to carry that single message.
I think one of the challenges that we have is that we're segmented enough right now that it's very difficult to provide pre-sale support to our sales teams, meet the needs of the client business, and certainly fulfilling their need for us to address their specific business problem. In the new model, we'll have enough pre-sales integrated into our MSS as well as our consulting organization to do pre-sales for those sales teams moving forward, all coming out of the same center of excellence. They'll be integrated together to provide that knowledge to the sales teams moving forward. We also need to establish a direct sales model for specific parts of the Americas business, and we're looking to do that. So that'll solidify some of the capabilities for our smaller clients. We're just not addressing the enterprise clientele, our large clients, but also the small business clients that need assistance from a security perspective.
If we look historically at NTT Security, you're a major player in the market that nobody has ever heard of. You've sat behind the scenes so often that a lot of people don't know you're there. This new company is going to be a $155 billion company worldwide. How does that change your punching power?
I like to think, at least from America's perspective, that portion of that is probably a $40 billion startup. And so in that vein, and you're absolutely right, not many people associate the NTT logo in the Americas and certainly in the United States specifically. We have to move towards addressing that issue as we bring the capabilities together and integrate those. We have to do a better job at getting the word out to participate in more conferences to address the issues, both formally and informally. We right now do not have a sizable marketing campaign. And in my view, that has to change in the future. We're going to have to do some of that. More importantly, we've got to have the ability, as we integrate our personnel, to have those personnel address conferences at a much higher rate, more participation, getting the word out to what we do so that when a client has a need and they go to the market and say, hey, we need this, NTT has got to be part of that conversation. Today, I think we're not always considered because we're not well known, as you've indicated, and I think we've got to change that. And the time to do that, in my view, is at the time of integration. As we bring everything together, we have the opportunity to tell that story at that point in time.
As well as bringing the companies together, you've also got a major product launch starting at the beginning of 2019. That's going to see a lot of changes to the way the security products sit.
When I talk about 10 platforms or 10 solutions in MSS specifically, we're driving that into a single platform, a single solution set, and that changes the way we're doing things. We're not only launching a new platform, but we're also end-of-lifing our existing platforms in a lot of cases. It's not a Big Bang theory. It's end-of-life of certain solution sets at a point in time where it makes sense for our customers, and then move them over to the platform. Not only do we launch a new platform, currently called GMSSP, Global Managed Security Services Platform, but we're also taking our old customers and we're migrating. So we have the task of doing both a new launch for new customers and a migration off our old platforms. And it's not just a single platform. It's multiple platforms that we're going to be end-of-lifing and migrating. It's a very challenging and difficult task. But in my view, if we focus in on what the client's expectations are, where they are in their business, and limit that exposure as we're doing that, I think we're in good shape to do the migration. New clients will be experiencing a new solution set out of the gate, out of the sales cycle. So I think we're in good shape to do that first quarter of 2019.
You've mentioned client expectation a few times. What exactly are you hearing from customers?
From a client perspective, one of their biggest concerns is that are we, the client, going to have the same feature sets as we do now today? And if not, what is the replacement going to look like to meet our expectations? I think that's probably the number one thing I hear from clients. And I think what we have to do in order to answer that question is provide a view of what that product solution is going to look like. Do we have those feature sets managed? And if not, how do we incorporate those client requests and requirements into our product lifecycle, and where do we integrate those? Do we do it by quarterly? Do we do it annually, etc.? We're working through that based on our client input right now.
You made the announcement end of 2018. The go-live date initially is 1st of July. You've just said we're going to have a product change in the first quarter. How are you going to keep this smooth for customers? So much change in such a short period of time is obviously going to have concerns.
Let's be clear that the first quarter comments that I made was around product and solution. The July launch is really around organizational structure and new entity. In July, we'll launch the new integrated company with a name, which has not been released yet, but that will be the consolidation primarily of NTT Communications, Dimension Data, and NTT Security. NTT Data will be part of that, but there'll be a standalone entity for a period of time. They're a public company, so there are challenges with that. But at some point, all the operational companies globally will be under a single global operational company to yet be named. That happens in July. The launching of the NTT Security platform and solution, the combined solution, enhances that because we're already integrated as a security company. We took that step in August of 2016. And so organizationally, it's going to be a pretty easy integration for us. We will become the cybersecurity center of excellence as we move forward to whatever the new global operational company is. However, our platform will be the platform we go to market with. The change to the client is really about how to move them from their existing legacy platform, whatever that is, to our new platform to meet their business requirements. It doesn't necessarily have an impact to us. It's not going to influence the integration of the organizational structure. I don't think that's necessarily a problem in the two operating at different time frames. From an internal change perspective, I'd rather address the platform issue now and address the organizational structure following the successful beginning of the integration. We are not going to do a big bang exercise. In other words, at least in the Americas, we're not moving all of our clients at the same time to the new platform. We're going to phase them in based on the client's business requirements. It doesn't make any sense to add an extra level of complexity in the client's business operations. We need to be very conscious that we don't impact their business.
I'd like to come back to that impact on their business in a minute. If we look at Dimension Data and some of the other units, they have a lot of small companies they've acquired over the last few years. How are you going to bring those in line? Because they may not have a lot of manpower and a lot of time to spend on an integration project.
We formed a integration management office that will serve as the program or project lead to integrate all the companies that are external to domestic Japan. Some Asian Pacific organizations will still fall under Japan just by proximity, geographics, etc. That office is going to handle the complexity of moving all the businesses together. From an NTT security perspective, at some point in the integration process, we will take control of all the internal security control requirements. In other words, we'll be drinking our own champagne. What solution we'll be providing our clients, we will be providing for the entire NTT structure. Starting with integrating these smaller companies, as you've indicated, some of these smaller companies are not going to have the budget to do security. They're not going to have the budget to address some of the security concerns that have been designated as what we're calling the baseline security controls. The centralization of the CISO office at the NTT global level is responsible for beginning that process of identifying the issues, how we're going to do that, how we're going to bring it up to a level internally. From an external perspective, integrating all of those clients will be based on the functional area of that business. For example, if there's a small business that is doing maybe data center hosting, that business will go into the hosting center of excellence, whatever that looks like. That's a separate integration function. So there'll be multiple integrations. Recognize that we have 966 companies under the NTT banner. Integrating and consolidating, harmonizing 966 companies is just an incredible feat, number one. Number two, we have all kinds of functional business activities that these businesses do, and to try to match those up into single centers of excellence, another challenge. This is not something that on July 1st is going to happen. It's going to take months and probably years to get all of this done by any stretch of the imagination. As an organization that's going to own structurally the planning for the integrations, I think they have a difficult task ahead of them, to say the least.
That same level of challenge that you're going to have with those 960-odd companies also actually exists for many of the small customers. Although you're creating a single platform with self-service capabilities, customers don't necessarily know what pieces they need. The smaller the company, the more complicated that migration will be for them. There'll be the retraining of their own staff and then moving data across. Even for large organizations, there will be concerns over the retraining of staff onto the new platform. How do the bits sit into solutions as opposed to being individual components they can buy? What are you going to do, A, to help those smaller customers get in a cost-effective manner, but B, to make the whole thing simpler for customers to make that changeover?
That's the billion-dollar question, right? I am not going to sit here and make a commentary on how we as a global organization is going to make that decision. I will answer the question like this. Yes, it's a component that has to be addressed. We have to manage our costs, obviously. How we do that and what most cost-effective way to do that is certainly a question that I think has to be answered in the planning stage. However, NTT, as a global entity, when they're creating the global operational company, they're going to make certain investments to ensure that there's this successful transition of those companies. I also make the statement that not only are we creating a global operating company, but we're also retooling what's called the Japan operational company, which is a separate entity under this new NTT Inc. holding company. Those two brand new companies have to be integrated in different ways. So we have the complexity about global in multiple countries, multiple cultures, multiple offerings, multiple functional business areas. You also have the complexity of the same issues within the Japanese structure. and some of the Asian structure that will be involved there. This is not just a single entity complex undertaking. It's entirely global. It's multiple pieces moving at the same time, and the effectiveness of those have to match up because we're going to be a connected world together. And that connected world, at least from a security perspective, you have to manage your weakest link. It really does get complex on how we're going to do that. Another reason why I can't fully give you the plan and say, here's how we're going to do it, step one to step 400,000. I don't have those answers today, but absolutely is going to be a challenge.
I think it's going to be a very busy year for you.
We have a lot of expectation within NTT Security in the Americas, NTT Security globally as we transition into the Cybersecurity Center of Excellence. That's going to be another thing that hasn't really been done successfully in all of the security integrations, at least across the United States, even in Europe. And when you take examples of other companies that have tried to do this, and in my opinion, failed, we have an opportunity to do it right. Remember, this is not something that just happened with the announcement of November. This is planning that's been going on for at least 5 years. Now we're beginning the execution phase, the harmonization phase. I'm very positive, I'm very upbeat, and very excited about where we're going, and very passionate that we're going to succeed where other companies have failed.
John, thank you for your time.
I appreciate it, Ian. Thank you very much.